Illinois' primary may be over, but the friction between Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan is not, nor is there a divide over the path forward. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Madigan is viewing the primary results as a sort of vindication, as though the contest were a referendum on Rauner's pro-business, anti-union agenda, and voters rejected it. The speaker points to two races as proof, his own, in which he fended off a candidate whom Rauner says was supported by those aligned with the governor's belief in how government should be run, and a $5 million battle over a Democratic representative from Chicago, Ken Duncan, who'd aligned himself with Rauner. Duncan's loss, Madigan says, shows that voters clearly were unhappy with Duncan's Rauner ties. But what Madigan hears as a clear message from voters isn't echoing in the governor's office. Rauner spokesman says special interests backed by Speaker Madigan came up short in attempts to unseat Republican incumbents who back Rauner's plans. I'm Amanda Vinicky.